This is JIS News. Coming up, Planning Institute of Jamaica projects economic growth of up to 1% for the current fiscal year. Residents of Sligoville and St. Catherine receive piped water to their homes, and government to write off outstanding mortgage balances of 50 homeowners. The details after the break.
Domestic workers can apply to the NIS for maternity leave allowance if they have made at least 26 NIS contributions in the last year. Visit your parish NIS office for further information. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. But her dreams give her wings and she flies to... Now the news. Several key multi-billion dollar projects to be implemented during the 2013-2014 fiscal year should contribute significantly to the realization of baseline economic growth projections. This from the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, which is projecting economic growth of 0.5 to 1% for the current fiscal year. Director General Colin Bullock says the initiatives include the $2.5 billion major infrastructure development project and the $1.5 billion sugar transformation program. Mr. Bullock says despite the 0.5% contraction of the economy in 2012-2013, the PIOJ is optimistic of a turnaround for the 2013-2014 fiscal year.
The economy is expected to record a general recovery in most industries, including agriculture, forestry and fishing, and mining and quarrying.
Mr. Bullock was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing on Wednesday. He says further strengthening is also anticipated for the hotels and restaurant industries, and growth is being projected for the construction industry. Residents of Sligoville and surrounding communities in St. Catherine now have water flowing into their homes, some having lived without this utility for up to 6 years. The upgraded Sligoville water supply system was officially commissioned into service Tuesday by Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. Mr. Pickersgill says the upgrade involved the replacement of all 8 water pumps used on the 4-stage pumping system. Connecting pipelines were also installed between each pump and existing valves, and the electric cabinet in the number 4 pumping station rehabilitated.
This will improve the dependability of the pumping operations and deliver improved service to the communities they serve.
The rehabilitation work was carried out at a cost of approximately $50 million, funded by the People's Republic of China. It was completed on April 15 this year. 50 homeowners will soon have their outstanding mortgage balances written off and their titles officially presented during a ceremony being organized by the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. The move is part of the government's commemoration of Jamaica's 50th year of independence and falls under the ministry's Jubilee Housing Initiative. Making his 2013-2014 sectoral debate presentation in Parliament Tuesday, Minister with Responsibility for Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, said suitable beneficiaries have been identified and the ceremony is being planned.
Now, the potential beneficiaries have been drawn from all parishes where there are active housing schemes being operated by the ministry.
Meanwhile, Dr. Guy says he has mandated the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, to accelerate its titling program with a view to transferring the eligible 5,000 of the 9,000 titles to Operation Pride beneficiaries. Regarding the remaining 4,000 titles, Dr. Guy is assuring that these will be issued over the medium term, following the resolution of issues surrounding land ownership, surveying, and land acquisition. And over 9,000 houses will be provided for low-income earners over a 5-year period. This will be done through partnerships involving the Housing Ministry through the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, the National Housing Trust, NHT, and Food for the Poor.
1,800 of the 9,000 houses will be delivered this year. Another 1,156 will come on board as a result of public-private partnership agreements once negotiations are completed this year.
Minister with Responsibility for Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.